This recording, Australia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay, I grew up in Brisbane in southeast Queensland. I lived in the same house with my family most of my life. My family had bought a house at the suburb of Baden, which was a small workers' cottage, and we basically lived there in two rooms and a sleepout. As the family grew up and as we got older, we eventually did more work to the house so that we had a comfortable place to live. It very quickly grew into a large house, from a small home into a large house, where we had many people would come and visit. Friends and other family members were always welcome and quite often stayed and slept over, and spent a lot of good times with many people in the house. I went to school about a kilometre away from home, which was Ashgrove State School. It wasn't a huge school. It was an old two-storey brick building in the shape of E, which I think was in the times when Prince Edward or one of the royalty was around, and that's how they designed their buildings. My first memory of school was turning up on the first day, and I have a twin brother, and we got divided into different classes, and we just quite happily went into our classes. I found a fellow on the floor, and we just started playing a game. I think it might have just been building blocks, and we did that for probably half an hour until all the parents left and they had their emotional times leaving their children alone for the first time, and then the teachers took us and just started doing class with us. My first theatrical experience was in that same class. We're in grade one or two with the same group of people, and we're doing an Australian Christmas story, and the role I had to play was a little kangaroo Joey, and I recall having to wear a friend's little dancing leotard and stockings with a stocking tail stuffed with paper, so I looked like a kangaroo and little ears stuffed on my head. I don't really recall what the production was about, apart from a Christmas theme, but I remember having to hide under a table until Santa came out, and then I was like the rainbow, or the Australian version, the kangaroo, escorting Santa around giving gifts out. So it was quite an enjoyable experience, even though it was quite a few years ago. So, yeah.